Sports.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green bats tumble.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. And we're delighted that you're here. We're broadcasting 2 hours from the farm today. From high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. There's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. Podcasts are free. You can share them with friends and family. Just go to USAPrepares.com, click on Listen to Vincent, GCN, and you will be directed right to the podcast downloads and streaming audio. You can listen on your smartphone. Now, just bear in mind that the minutes you'll be charged for the minutes unless you have unlimited minutes. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Tom is engineering the worldwide broadcast from Minnesota. Just want to mention last night, what a great meetup. We packed the house, Ziggy's. Linus Ertley was there. John Reagan was there. He wiped the smiles off everybody's faces, except when he did his Christmas skit with his wife, Becky. Dr. Howard Chain was there. Ken Hurley. John Dollarhite. Judy Dollarhite. And the restaurant was full. We talked about LED lighting. I showed my latest example, my latest iteration of how to do LED lighting for your house on the inexpensive route. It works just great. What I used was a piece of plastic wallboard trim, the edge trimming. It's about $1.30 per 10 at the home improvement. You just strip in there and mount it horizontally about a foot down from your ceiling and aim the LED strips up toward the ceiling. The reflective light is absolutely astounding. You'll be impressed if you try it. Rick Sheepin is our newest USAPrepares.com. He's an author. He wrote a 183-page book with photographs of his lifestyle. Now, I was introducing Rick Sheepin last night at the meetup as someone that you will be inspired by. He's 53 years old. He had a yearning as a teenager to move from the big city to Montana. Now, he left New York City to move to the middle of nowhere. Okay? He changed his lifestyle dramatically from a big pharma sales representative to a self-sufficient and independent lifestyle. Now imagine this. Imagine being a consumer, living the life of a net taker, as many of us did, to one who produces his own food and electricity. Now, the most amazing part of the story that you're going to hear right now is that he's different in many ways from, let's say, some of our other instructors. Let's say Kyle Harris. Now, Kyle also lives in Montana. You've heard him on the broadcast. He's one of our new instructors. Now, Kyle was an electrician, and he knows auto mechanics, and he knows plumbing, and carpentry, and woodworking, and welding, and he knows how to work with machines. So he had a lot of skills. Now, not everybody has all those skills. And to make it even more intriguing, Rich Sheepin undertook this move without some of those skills, and and he has a challenging medical condition. I'll bet you that you will find this story absolutely inspiring. Welcome, Rick Sheban.
Thank you, Vincent. How are you doing this morning?
I am doing really well, and I'll tell you, I've got your book in my hands. It's called One New York Man's Journey to Off-the-Grid Living in Montana. And it shows a picture of this valley where you're in, and you know, above you are the trees, surrounding is nature's beauty. It's an absolutely magnificent sight. And there you are, in the middle of nowhere, living the what I would consider the American dream. Now, not everybody would dream of being out in the middle of nowhere and living independently and living without running water, as most of us would consider, you know, plumbing to have running water. Just turn on the faucet and there it is. And as a matter of fact, Rich, you don't even have a flush toilet, water flushing toilet that would be considered almost ubiquitous, right?
Well, we mostly use an outhouse, Vincent, but we do have an indoor toilet that we flush with a bucket of water. And
So we
make the best out of the situation, but we're very frugal in our lifestyle. We make our own electricity. We have no traditional running water, traditional flushing toilet. We have no interior pipes, no hot water heater, no pressure tank, no microwave, no television. We heat the cabin with an Amish wood cook stove, and that's how we get our hot water, and we cook. And it's a lifestyle, believe it or not, folks, that I've dreamed about since I was a young boy growing up in the metropolitan area of New York City. So I feel very blessed to be able to live this way.
Rich, you just mentioned no television. Now, it's not uncommon that someone will come up to me who doesn't really know me all that well and say, hey, did you see such and such? Meaning, did I see this program on TV? And then to that, my response is, no, I don't have TV. And they're astounded that I don't have TV. It's almost like they don't know whether I'm poverty-stricken, lost my mind, or what's wrong with me that I don't have television. Now, I do have a television. I watch videos on it, but YouTube videos, that kind of thing, or educational DVDs, or sometimes movies that we buy. Other than that, you know, that's television to me. But I don't have over-the-air dish TV. Actually, I do, but I use it for radio. It's not. It's free-to-air satellite radio. The same. By the way, we're broadcasting on that very satellite right now. It's called Galaxy 19. So I have it for that, so I can listen to Genesis and some other networks on the radio. But other than that, I don't have television. So it's not a bad thing. As a matter of fact, Rich, would you say that living without television is a good thing? Because I would say that it is.
I'll be honest with you. Vincent, to be honest with you, I think television is stressful. It's so much. It has so much liberal propaganda, and you have so much of what I call the old media. See, I call you guys on the internet and Sirius Talk Radio, and to me, that's the new media. They talk about truth. They use objective facts. The old media uses a lot of subjective emotional opinion. And they're trying to push agendas. And to be honest with you, that's extra stress. All that propaganda is not real. It's virtual reality to me. So to have a television and be subjected to that type of media and propaganda, to me, just isn't worth it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and when our children were growing up and their friends, associates from school when they were very young, had to have the latest fads, and our children didn't even know what the latest fads were, because we didn't watch television. And what a great thing that was, that they didn't have to have sneakers with certain emblems and logos and accoutrements that drove the price up 3 and 4X, maybe even 5X. So, Rich, what I'd like to do, if it's okay with you, is go through your book. Now, this is not going to be a one-shot class. There's no way. What you have done is amazing to many, many people, because you took this plunge that I would say most people are terrified to take. I really mean that. I live the lifestyle that you do, except I have running water, and I am connected to the grid, but I am a farmer, and I'm moving toward being off the grid, because I want to be off the grid. But I do want to have, you know, the running water, and I need to, because I'm a farmer. So it's important to me to have that. And I've got a lot of animals here on the farm. And I know you have animals, too, but you're doing it as a matter of fact, if the grid collapsed, you wouldn't be affected by it at all, would you?
Well, of course, indirectly, it all depends on what the mass of people do. But if it was a perfect world scenario where everybody stayed put, which if there was a collapse would not happen, then we'd be fine. And that's one of my motivations for writing this book and sharing my ideas and sharing my lifestyle, Vinny, because people, we need to get back as an American people to some type of tangibility and self-sufficiency. And we need to help others while doing it. We've been taught to be a divided community. We need synergy in America. We're a hyphenated America. We need to all have the same rules, laws, and accountabilities on American soil, and we don't. And if we could glean skills from other people that would bring back some of the old ways, some of the 19th century skills, but dovetail them with 21st century technology, we as a nation would be so much stronger for whatever comes down the pike and hits us hard, whether it be financial, economic, could be health catastrophes like a major virus or, you know, EMPs. It could be so many things that we're just unprepared as a nation, to be honest with you.
One of the things that you seem to mention often in your book, even in chapter one, is tenacity. And the word that I learned that is a synonym to me for tenacity is something I learned early in elementary school, and the word was stick-to-itiveness, meaning you stay with it until you resolve it, solve it, finish it. Don't just walk away from it. Now, would you like to share with us, and if you don't want to, don't, the challenge that you had in your health? Because I think that's important for people to know when they think about living off the grid, in a cabin, on your own, away from a lot of people, away from services. You know, I can't imagine you calling 911. I can't imagine that. When we come back, would you consider telling us about the health challenge that you had? Because to many, they wouldn't even consider living off the grid or moving to Montana with the challenge. We'll be right back. Shoot it. One New York man's journey to off-the-grid living in Montana. An impressive story. We'll be back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, I've got the book right in my hands. One New York Man's Journey to Off-Grid Living in Montana. Rich Sheban's with us, our newest USAPreparers.com instructor. Rich, are you comfortable sharing the health challenge that you had before you started this journey?
Oh, absolutely, Vinny. I put it in the book for several reasons. One was to motivate and inspire people not to give up on their dreams, their goals, their health. But also at the same time, this story does need to be said because there's too many big government oligarchy deceptions out there that are really hurting a lot of people and destroying their health. And I feel that this story, and that's one of the reasons I put it in the book, needs to be mentioned to the whole country, if not the world. So that being said, let me know when you want me to start. Vinny, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Tell us the story about your health challenge and how that impacted your move to Montana.
Okay. When I was 19 years old, I wanted to move to the Northern Rockies, and not just because of the survivor market or the off-grid scenario. I just love nature. I'm pretty much addicted to nature, not just hunting and fishing, but ornithology, dendrology, botany, edible and medicinal plants, you name it. Everything that's in nature, we do, and we absolutely love it. So at 26, I handed in my keys to my company car back in New York, New Jersey, and I said I was going for my dream to my district manager. I packed up a two-wheel drive pickup truck I bought real cheap and put all my stuff in it and came out to Montana, got my third college degree at the University of Montana in marketing, got back into the pharmaceutical industry, and things were going great. And around 1994, I started having a lot of problems with my lumbar spine. And I was a big weightlifter. I mean, I could hike 30 miles in a day with a 100-pound pack. I mean, I could walk through walls. I was bench pressing up to 365 pounds. And, you know, I was just in great shape. And if I knew now, or knew then what I knew now, I probably would have done certain things differently. So I struggled through from 94 on. Then 97, I started having issues with my cervical spine. And I was begging my company. I worked for GlaxoSmithKline at the time. And I was begging them to have me go part-time because they were hiring job shares. Well, I'm going to make a very long story short because this story is in my book. And I had a one-on-one conversation with a human resource representative off the record. And part-time job shares were for women only. And I just kept working. I kept doing a great job. I was an exemplary employee. I was number one for one of my products in the nation. I had President's Club's awards, rep of the quarter, everything you can think of. And they still wouldn't allow me to go part-time as a job share. And I had an orthopedic surgeon write a letter to my company saying that if I don't get a 50% reduction in driving, which we do a lot of driving in Montana as a pharmaceutical rep, as you can imagine, I was going to have a lot of long-term consequences. Eventually, Glaxo kind of pushed me to take this independent medical exam from a occupational med doctor who also recommended a 50% reduction in driving. Despite all that, they still would not let me do a part-time job share. So I knew what was happening to me. I had so much pain down my spine. My arms were losing strength. And because of this, I've lost 90% of the strength in my arms to date. I could easily do over 100 push-ups most of my adult life. And when that kicked in, when I was going through the process of trying to rehab, I was down to not being able to do one push-up, and now I can do six. So I hope that's an incentive for people. It doesn't matter what health you're in, how old you are, this lifestyle can actually help. Because all these little interests and hobbies I do and the movement, motion is lotion, it actually helps me with my day.
Class, this is a truly inspiring story. Not everybody has got the mindset to jump ship from the comfort of a job to living independently.
Who says things can't go down before they go up? The freeze-dry guy, that's who. The freeze-dry guy has just learned of a 2014 manufacturer's price increase on Mountain House freeze-dried foods. So what is he doing about Mountain House food prices going up? The freeze-dry guy is bringing down prices, 20% down for the rest of 2013. Delicious freeze-dried foods like beef stroganoff, green beans, and lasagna with meat sauce are 20% off through December 31st. Freeze-dried peas, diced chicken, and more are 20% off now through December 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com, or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Hurry before Mountain House's 2014 prices. Load up now on tasty freeze-dried foods with a guaranteed shelf life of 25 years or more. Who says ending your year on a down note isn't a good thing? Get Mountain House food down 20% only at freezedryguy.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware, and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com. Or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You know, I was talking with our engineer, Tom, during the commercial break, and I was mentioning a story about Aaron Klein, who is a broadcaster on WABC New York City, and how they had a technological meltdown. Where he was disconnected from his guest. That's what they call him there. We call them instructors here at USAPrepares.com. And the software was acting up, and they were having all kinds of problems having this guest who was talking about the NSA. and they think it's really serious. Now, that stuff happens to us all the time here at USA Prepares. Now, I'm not saying that Genesis Communications is at fault. I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is certain times we talk about things that seem to upset the NSA and the three-letter organizations. Like right now, I had to reconnect during the break because from Missouri to Minnesota because we had about a two-second delay. That's a pretty long delay. Now, so you're talking about GlaxoSmithKline. That must have triggered something because we had to reconnect. We had dropouts, frame loss, jitter, all kinds of things going on here. I want to congratulate you. I mean, here you are, first time on the radio with us here at USAPrepares.com, and you caused us to have to disconnect. So you've got friends in high places. Congratulations. I'm serious. I am serious. So you're talking about GlaxoSmithKline. I've been to their corporate headquarters. I saw their image processing system many years ago, back in the 1980s. And so I know a little bit about what they're up to. By the way, it looks like we're down to maybe an acceptable delay here, so it's going to work. But you're talking about jumping off the corporate ladder, giving up the domination by your company over your life to becoming self-sufficient. And doing it with a medical challenge. So I'm impressed. I really am. Now, you talk about all kinds of neat things in your book. You talk about, can you live off the grid but still be close to the mall? You want to address that?
Well, I personally feel that quality of life is inversely proportional to the population.
I agree.
And I'm saying that because I came from the metropolitan area of New York City. Don't get me wrong. I love growing up in New York as a young person. Mm-hmm. I lived in the nightclubs. I would dance all night and have my fishing pole, my fly fishing vest in the truck of my car and then mm-hmm. drive 2.5-3 hours north and then fish and not even sleep. So, you know, New York was great, especially for a young person. But if you read my book, you'll see that there's a lot of reasons why I left New York. First of all, this book is not just about self-sufficiency and off-grid living. It's about the financial, economic, social, and political reasons why we as Americans need to go back to some kind of self-sufficiency. Because everything we've been taught in America is corrupt or manipulated or skewed in some way, shape, and form. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I just need to back up and finish that story, if you don't mind, Vince.
Sure.
Because the commercial kicked in, and I didn't want to try and talk over that.
Sure, go ahead.
One of the things I was doing, going back to my story with GlaxoSmithKline, is that they were trying to send me to health services, and I had consulted a bunch of attorneys, and they told me health services were basically a department in the company to prevent... It was a liability paranoia department, basically to offshoot any particular lawsuit. And my company wanted me to go to health services so they can have their physicians check me up. And the attorneys I was talking to, and because I was a pharmaceutical rep, I knew a lot about medicine. And my doctor friends were saying, you know, they were telling me that I have nerve damage and spinal stenosis before the diagnosis kicked in. Or got on paper, if you will, when I took those objective tests, which are MRI and EMG, which is a nerve conduction study, later in my career. So what I was doing is I worked this way, folks, for 7 years while trying to avoid health services, trying to avoid this diagnosis being put on my record, because my attorneys told me that if you get a debilitating diagnosis, liability paranoia kicks in big time. And then you're not going to be, they told me that I would probably not be able to get health insurance for the rest of my life or be hired for the rest of my life. So I made it up until 44 years old before Merck hired me as the very first male job share. I went from Glaxo to Merck like within a day. And actually, I was hired before I left Glaxo by Merck. And long story short, I got an extra 3 years with my company, with my industry, as the first male job share for Merck, which is also obviously a pretty big company. So finally, Merck wanted me to go full time, quit, or go to health services, and my attorneys were actually surprised that I had worked that long and that much pain and not had my companies force me. They were trying to force me, but literally force me to take these objective medical tests, because I knew and my attorneys knew it would be all over once that happened. So once that diagnosis came in where I had two types of spinal stenosis and nerve damage, and spinal stenosis is basically, to put it in layperson's term, my spinal canal is caving in on my spinal cord. And I live with extreme pain in my arms and my spine. And if I sit too long and I don't, or if I stand too long or I do too much physical exercise, I'm in big trouble. I've learned to live with moderation and modification. And that's why living off-grid and the hobby farm environment, folks, is so healthy. Because it keeps you moving, because motion is lotion. And the worst thing you can do is sit in front of a blue light, be a someday aisle, and think about your dreams. And I hope this book can motivate some people to leave the suburban, urban landscape, move to the country, and go after your dreams, because life is short.
We were talking about that during the break. Tom, our engineer, and I were talking. He said, you know, mentioned that this is the last day of 2013. And I said, yeah. And I was thinking about that, reflecting on it. And the year went by so fast, so fast. And then he mentioned that time seems to accelerate at an accelerated pace, meaning it goes by faster and faster and faster. And he's absolutely right. And he's a young guy, you know. He's in his 20s. Okay, so you talk about political correctness, and I guess we're going to stay within the corporate world for a little bit longer as we go through through your book. You talk about political correctness. Now, why don't you share your thoughts on that? Because you think that that is a reason for the decay in American society, the race toward the bottom where everybody's equal. And actually, you know, we don't have to have a champion, but just... everybody's a champion. You know, even the guy who's on the bleachers is a champion. We're all champions. It's ridiculous. By the way, did you get my message yesterday? I called and you must have been out, and I left you a message. You thought that I might agree with about 90% of your book. Did you get my message?
I did, Benny.
would you share that with our class, please?
Yeah, I was out doing some work with the critters, and I think I was feeding them or something, and Vinny had called, and I had stepped out, and he called me up and goes, "Hey, Rich, I disagree with you, because I don't agree. You said I would agree with 90% of your book. I actually agree with pretty much 100%.
And I was reading your book, and I'm thinking, did Rich Sheeben write this, or did I write this? And I wasn't kidding, because a lot of what he says is absolutely true, and I agree with 100% of what you've said about political correctness. It's out of control. Chapter 2. Please share with us your thoughts on that. And by the way, I want to share with you that I'm looking at the statistics. When you talked about GlaxoSmithKline, we had all kinds of jitter. I mean, you were almost setting a record for jitter and delay today. So, congratulations. And that's jitter is a problem that we have with the transmission. But it's as long as you don't talk about GlaxoSmithKline, we might be okay. But let's talk about political correctness.
Well, okay. Well, I can talk about that for 18 shows, to be honest with you. I think that we need to have practice what you preach laws in America. You know, you mentioned the word truth a few minutes ago a couple times. Truth is probably the number one antonym. Obvious antonym when you discuss political correctness. And people need to start, we need to get rid of hypocrisy. If you participate in any legislation creation, there should be practice what you preach laws. If you demand a greater benefit or lifestyle than the average American and ask them to pay for it, that should be unacceptable. And some examples off the top of my head, if you're going to preach green, you got to practice it. You can't be, you know, everybody picks on Al Gore with that. Mm-hmm. But it's true. I even wrote that in my book. You cannot... How can you expect anybody to follow you when you don't practice what you preach? How can you be a Common Core public school proponent when you send your kids to private schools? How can you ask the poor and middle class to not be able to protect themselves on the streets, but you hire security firms to carry guns to protect you? How can you be a Hollywood producer or director or actor and get on a stump so often and talk about our economic and social situation when you take your movies to be filmed outside of the country, like in Canada or Mexico, so you don't have to pay certain fees? I mean, the hypocrisies go on and on. And in the context of political correctness in my book, as you know, Vinny, I talk a lot about affirmative action quotas. Excuse me. Battling a little bit of a cold here. And, pardon me. And I put it in context of how it's an insult and a disservice to women and minorities. And, oh, I hear music.
You do. And, you know, you mentioned living what you preach. And then you've got Michael Bloomberg, mayor of New York City. He's a gun confiscator, and yet he has armed guards that he takes on vacation with him, a security detail to protect him. And President Obama, didn't we have cash for clunkers? Destroying automobiles? Talking about saving the ecology?
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Angioprim can clean blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is liquid oral chelation. It's not new science. 50 years of research has gone into chelation, and now there's Angioprim. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. The first thing Angioprim users say is they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on now at angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better and doing more. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant or go to angioprim.com for help. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's Angioprim at 877-882-7221. Get the facts about Angioprim. Begin living the life you want, doing the things you used to do again with Angioprim.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Rich Sheevan's with us. We're talking about his book, One New York Man's Journey to Off-Grid Living in Montana. And I find it fascinating. I reconnected to Genesis 3 times during the break to see if we could get a better connection. So I think as long as we don't talk about GlaxoSmithKline, we'll have a good connection. And that's really interesting to me. Rich, I think we hit a nerve today. I think we hit a nerve. I didn't realize how important GlaxoSmithKline is to the people who run the world. So we're talking about political correctness. Class, if you want to get a copy of the book, you can go to Amazon.com. But the easiest way is to just go to USAPrepares.com, page one. There's a post, and you can click on it, and it'll get you right to Amazon if you decide to buy it. It's about $11. $11. Photographs about the off-grid living. So, Rick, let's continue, please.
Mm-hmm. Well, going back to the political correct question that you just had, I feel, and a lot of people do, and everybody who's read my book thus far, it's just been out since middle of October, they all feel that victim group status, protectionist group status, affirmative action quotas, all this, you know, there's thousands of subsets under political correctness, but especially mm-hmm. these, because I highlight in the book quite a bit because of what happened to me. It's a disservice to the American people. And what it is a way to divide the American people. The elite are doing everything in their power to reduce synergy. And I have a personal math problem that, and basically the sum, it equals destroying the middle class. And it starts with the triple D effect: distract, divide, and dumb down, multiplied by what I call trickle-down corruption plus manipulation, adds to the death of the middle class. And if we don't start sticking together and share and help one another, I even have a chapter in my book on helping people, we're not going to come out of this and we're going to come out of this a third world country at best. And I think synergy is so important. We can no longer judge by what skin color you have, what gender you are. We need to judge by objective statistics on hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications, word of honor, diligence, tenacity, and principle. And if we did that, affirmative action and all this political correctness would be out the window. We need to have the same rules, laws, and accountabilities for everyone in American soil. And this book is not just about philosophy, ideology. It also has a lot of ideas and solutions in it as well. I tried really hard, folks, to keep this book with pictures under 200 pages. I could have easily had a 400-page book, and I deleted so much out of it because I wanted it to be a quick, easy weekend read. And maybe this could be a template for a lot of people to start a new life, to think differently, and to regain some skills and some of their lives, because there's so many people out there who are hamsters on a treadmill economically and financially. And that was one of my main reasons for writing this book, is to give people an alternative life choice where they can start thinking outside the box and thinking differently.
I think you said it very succinctly. I believe it is a template to start a new life. It really is. And to start it with some of the challenges that you've had are just unbelievable. So it's inspiring, and it really is a template. I suggest you consider getting a copy of this book, Class. It's on Amazon, and it's called One New York Man's Journey to Off-Grid Living in Montana. You mentioned affirmative action. I just wanted to share this with you. Back in the 80s, I went to the head knocker at Human Resources at the bank, and I said, just what is affirmative action? They said, well, you know, we're doing some extra advertising in magazines to reach out to people who might not know about us and the opportunities we have at the bank, like Ebony Magazine. I said, are you kidding me? We got to reach out to people who don't know who we are and what we're doing. They have no idea who we are, so we got to find them. They don't have to find us. That's like looking at the Nazis during the height of World War II and saying, hey, get that guy off the machine and let's put somebody on this machine to manufacture weapons of war who has no idea what he's doing. Let's get the qualified person off there and let's put a person who has no idea on there. Rick, thanks so much for being with us.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.